SSN5AOW. Net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Bob. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Blueville Amateur Radio Club repeater. 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Blueville on Jackson Hill Road. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in, with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Bill Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on July 21st, 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northam Community Center, 106 Schuyler Street, Moonville. Everyone is welcome to attend, and an amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m., still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.moonvilleARC.com. Are there any portable battery-powered or mobile stations wishing to check in? Are there any Aqualink stations wishing to check in?
This is Kilo Delta 2 Foxtrot Papa Mike. Kevin James checking in via Echolink from North Utica, New York tonight. Good evening, Bob.
Good evening, Kevin. As usual, glad to hear you. Thank you for checking in, and how's your day going, and how's your evening?
Yeah, this is 52 FPM. Yeah, not doing too bad. In fact, I apologize. I should have told you there was no one else in the queue tonight that I could see from my side. I just got into Utica about maybe 10 minutes ago, so that's a good thing. I'm backed into my fiance's driveway with my trailer, and hopefully going to be able to mow the lawn at some point before the rain hits again. And I know I was on the Lowville net a little bit ago, the Lewis County Roundtable, and one of the guys was talking about mosquitoes needing FAA clearance, and I'll tell you what, I just got here in the valley, and man, mosquitoes found me instantly. It's like I had the Golden Arches sign sitting over the top of me for dinner. So I'm on that note, I'm going to get myself situated for the night, get ready for the Boilermaker race tomorrow, because I'm going to sit and observe it and sit back and relax. So I'll say 7-3s. And this is KD2FPM, back to net control.
All right, Kevin. I got a chuckle out of that. I'll tell you what, from what I heard, rumors those mosquitoes are booking flights to Arizona. I think they belong out there. We don't need them. We have enough of the black flies coming along with them. We can send them all out that way. I think those folks out there need a treat, and we need a relief. So with that, I'll bid you 73. You have a fine evening, and enjoy the weekend, the rest of the weekend. Okay, this is N5AOW, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'm about to take calls from regular members and guests.
This is KD2AIT. Good evening.
Jeff, how you doing? I hope you had a good day. I know you're relaxing a little bit, or at least you ought to be, because you have a busy time during the week. Anyway, what's new?
Well, good evening, Bill. I think I heard Kevin in there. I almost missed the net. I was walking through it. I said, oh my, it's 10 or it's 9 o'clock already. So I turned on the radio, and here I am. We're up here at camp, me and my sons, and they're out there by the campfire here. And, you know, we had a somewhat relaxing day. We did have a lot of fun, actually. I woke up in the morning. My sons weren't here. They had to work last night up the water park. And what I got this morning, I started, right after breakfast, I started splitting some campfire wood. And got about a quarter of the way through it or so, and then the kids finally made it here about 11 o'clock, and they helped me finish that up. I had a buddy of mine come up here, and I've helped him out a few times, so he came up here today, and he built me a kitchen cabinet here with the that I could put the kitchen sink in here at camp, so we now officially have a sink. Isn't that something? So that was kind of a neat project today, and then I had a cousin of mine show up with his kids, and we sat around the campfire and talked, and the kids went down to the river and went swimming and whatnot. And we did some target shooting and some skeet shooting. We listened to the radio. We had dinner here. We barbecued some brisket here on the campfire, and did it nice and slow. It took about 6 hours, and boy, let me tell you, it was falling off the bone. Could have cut it with a toothpick. And yeah, we're having a good time, and you're right. I do work a lot, so it's nice to get up here on weekends and enjoy myself. And I hope you are doing the same thing up there at the lake. I hope you got out there. If not on the lake, then out on the green. All right, KD2AIT, back to next.
Okay, Jeff, well, it's always good to hear, you know, you got a campfire going, a lot of kids around the campfire, and boy, I'll tell you what, for kids, I can still remember it when I was a kid, and that had to be, I'm not going to say, but anyway, it was a long time ago, and it was always a lot of fun, and no better way than do it, than have buddies around you doing it, so that's great, and, I'll tell you, I enjoy the day and the golf and everything. It's always a pleasure to just get out and relax, and I know you find it that way. Just getting away from home, taking the kids and going somewhere and camping out and doing whatever. And anything that comes to mind works out really well. And it's one of those things I just treasure, because you can't always do it when you want to do it, but, you know, when you get the opportunity, it really works out super. So, and the other thing, too, sometime you got to bring the kids up, seriously. Come up, give me a holler the day before, we'll go out on the lake, take them around, do whatever, have a good time. There's always that option. So anyway, you have a good evening. The rest of the weekend, enjoy. May the kids do the same. This is N5AOW looking for additional check-ins. Well, for me, it was started out as a quiet day. Went up to Old Forge with the boat show. Wasn't sure I wanted to do it. Wasn't sure I was capable of walking around that long with the back, and it caught up with me a little bit, but worked around it. But had some beautiful old Chris Craft, Garwood, Packard, and there was a couple others out there, just incredibly restored, and some of them new versions of old boats, and something worthwhile seeing. You know, they had Factors 1, I guess, was built, I believe, in Remsen. I forget what the length of it was. It's an inboard. It's a racing type boat. And they're going to put that in White Lake next week. I have no idea what time. And I should have asked them. But I think it'd be something to be seen. And the boat had to be, I'd say, at least 25 feet long. But it's an old mahogany boat type boat. Built, handcrafted. I think it took them, I believe what they said was approximately 7 years to build it. And it looks absolutely gorgeous. but it's a racing type inboard. And it might be something worthwhile for a lot of folks to come and see and enjoy. Now, besides that, we stopped at the brewery up there in Old Forge, that new one, and they've got four beers that they are making at this time. I believe they've got a few more that's in the process, and later on they'll have that ready for the public. But something different to see, something new to sample, and it was quite the experience. I think the people are friendly. It's a nice place to stop by. It's a little off out of the way, but worked out all right. And then from there we had lunch on First Lake and enjoyed the afternoon a bit. Just sat and bat the breeze around a little bit. The paddle I used had holes in it and I couldn't do much. But with that, let's make another call, see if anyone else would care to join us. This is N5AOW.
KA2000.
I'm sure you heard me babbling on KA2ZNZ. How was your day?
Well, not quite as exciting as yours. It brought back a lot of memories. You know, we spent many years up in the Old Forge area. And don't get back up there much anymore. But anyways, it's a nice day down this way. A little warmer than I like it. We got up to the mid-80s here. But still not a bad day. Nice little breeze. And of course, sun all day. I guess we're going to have another day, another good day. I see we got thunderstorms kind of in the not too far distance ahead of us there, so that'll be coming along in a few days, I'm sure. But, okay, very good. Well, I'm glad you had a good time up in Old Forge. And you said Third Lake. You maybe you ate at Daker's there, I'm not sure. So, anyways, 7-3's all around. KA2000.
Okay, Jack. Yeah, I'll tell you what, it was a lot of fun, and when we get back, I took a ride around the lake. I'm sure you know, I get out there and just took a slow cruise around the lake, and the back started give me a little problem when we headed back up, and got sitting and watching TV, but it was a nice, relaxing, comfortable day. Got a few things, you know, to do and something different. And enjoyed it. So, yeah, I hope we have a few more. I know that was going to, on the weather forecast this morning when I checked it, today was going to be good. And tomorrow was supposed to be good. And Monday, I guess, cloudy. Tuesday, of course, my golf night. It's going to rain again. The second year in a row, I'll tell you what. I swear, who's ever controlling this has got the tabs on Tuesday night for rain. And we squeaked through it a couple times. More often than not, I'll tell you, we have to make up game. And that gets to be a little troublesome, too, trying to coordinate that to get it done. So, we'll make another call, see if anyone else would care to join us. Jack 73, you have a good evening and a good weekend. This is N5AOW, looking for additional check-in. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley service net, return to frequency and regular amateur use. I want to thank Jack, Jeff, and Kevin for checking in. Always welcome and looking for new additional check-ins anytime. This is N5AOW. Good night to all 73. Now I'm clear.
IUG Kilo Delta 2 India Uniform Golf. This is Wade.
KD2IUG, Wade, how you doing? Sorry we missed you during the regular net, but that's all right. We'll pick it up and add it to the list. How's everything with you?
Well, tonight I have my nephew over, and he just bought a new rifle, so I didn't get a chance to get on the net with you guys, unfortunately. But we had a good time zeroing his rifle. Tomorrow we're going to sit down and do some precision shooting.
Roger on that. Well, you know what, that's one of those things, and we've all up here usually in the mountains and in the areas surrounding either rifle or shotgun or whatever, anytime you get a new one, it's just the mistake of it and the fact that you have it and you're anxious to get out there and see what it does and how well you can use it. And it's always a lot of fun, so I can't say as I blame him at that point. So back to you, Wade, and I hope that he enjoys it and has a lot of fun with it in years to come.
Roger that. Actually, it's a military rifle, so he's been diligently cleaning all the cosmoline out of it over the past couple weeks. He hadn't had a chance to fire it until tonight. We were only going to fire for function, but we still had enough light that we got it in close. Tomorrow I'm going to put it on the lead sled, and we only had it at 50 yards consistently hitting clay pigeons. So tomorrow we're going to back it out to 100 yards and stretch its legs just a little bit.
Roger that. Yeah, I'm quite familiar with some of the old military weapons in years past. When I was in the Army, we had the M1 and it was replaced with the M14, and then of course now they have the M16, and I think that's obsolete now too. I believe they went with a newer one, but yeah, we had to go through that, go through range, and boy, I'll tell you what, you better be able to take it apart, put it back together in the dark, or you didn't pass the test. So that was the way it was. So I think some of the old rifles really are not only museum pieces, but nostalgic. They're a little heavy in some of the cases, like the M1, but you know, they're still accurate and very good weapons. You could almost dunk them in muddy water and still come out and fire them, and that was the beauty of it. They had the resilience and the capability of handling just about anything.
Roger that. I'm a familiar person to M1 some myself. I've got a 1952 Harrington and Richardson a Korean War vintage M1 Garand, but it's a national match model. I got through the Department of Civilian Marksmanship for the princely sum of $165 before the Clinton era, when Teddy Kennedy put them up to $500, and it became the Civilian Marksmanship Program.
I didn't recall that, but I know there was a lot going on with it, and it changed. I think in the process it changed the value somewhat. I think more for the good, because with that provenance, it just added more to the item itself. And I'll tell tell you what, you can't go wrong with some of these military weapons that have been obsolete. You know, there's a lot of good with a lot of them, and I know my sidearm when I was in the Army was a 44. I take that back, 45. I have a 44 now, but I had a 45 sidearm, and that, you know, they claim that wasn't very accurate either. But I think it was the person behind pulling the trigger, because I had two of them through the years, and at 50 yards could still shoot a tight pattern with it. So I think the rifling and everything and the condition of the weapon was still, you know, where it should be, or at least 80% of what it was expected to be at that time.
I don't know if you're familiar with it, but Remington in the past couple years has taken and gotten into the 1911 pistol market, and I actually helped set up the range at Remington Arms in Ilion and shot literally tens of thousands of rounds through new Remington 45 1911, and I own one of the enhanced ones, and basically at 60 feet we were getting a three-quarter inch five shot group. So that's match grade right there.
Roger on that. Boy, I'll tell you what. Yeah, I didn't have any problem with a tight pattern myself. You know, and there again, I think it was more so the one behind the trigger and the sights and the breathing and whatever that made the differential. But you know, one of those things that you qualify for, you do whatever you needed to do, and I believe no matter what it is, you can adjust to it. I've had numerous weapons that would fire, you know, your azimuth would change, the elevation would change, you adjust for that. It's like an Enfield 303 I had years ago, had the Lyman sights on it. And it shot a little, it seemed a little strange. It was a little top right, off center. And still with that, you could adjust with the sights to bring it into where you need it to be. And I used to like to, once I got it sighted in, work out till I got it sighted in for about 300 yards. And, you know, if you have it at that point, you can just about hit anything anywhere. And it was a good bush weapon when, or rifle, when I was doing hunting in hunting season. And I like that rather than my weather be at that time, because you know, when you get out there with something you spend a lot of money for, you're real careful on whether it got wet or scratched. When I had the Enfield, it didn't matter. It came with a strap. I took that off, changed the stock on it, did a couple other minor things to it, and it was a fabulous bush weapon.
Ironically, Monday, I'm having some problems with my shoulder, so I haven't been doing a lot of match shooting, but I went for the first time out to Burlington Flats. They have what's called the F-class match, and I took my Remington 700. It's basically a clone of the M40 sniper rifle, and shot a 300-yard match with that. The problem I was having, you can shoot as many sighters as you want,
but the last match that I shot was actually at twice that distance, and my scope was set for 600 yards, so I had to back it down. I was 3 foot over top of the target to start with, and I basically had to shoot down into the water, figure out where I was hitting, and then dial the scope down 3 feet to even be on target. It took me about 10 or 12 shots to get it right in, and I shot within about 20 points of where I usually shoot, which is not too bad. I shot 124, and I usually shoot about 144.
Roger, on the count. Yeah, I know what you mean there. I never got into that too much, but I know when I had my Weatherby, I had a Bosch and Lomb scope on that. Grab it firm, because when you squeeze the trigger on that son of a gun, it's coming back at you. And that, you know, that was one of those things that, boy, I'll tell you what, once I got it sighted in, that shot, well, I found, as opposed to, like the 303, that was decently accurate. The 7.65 M14 was pretty accurate too. But, boy, I'll tell you what, when you get into that 300 series in the Magnum, that almost shot flat out. You didn't have much adjustment for elevation on that. Just a tweak or two here and there, and you were on target with it. It had some wallop. Yet I half tempted to buy the 270 at that time. This was going back in the early 60s, and it was an incredible weapon. I know there probably are better ones out there, but I'm quite partial to Weatherby.
Weatherby makes a good gun, there's no doubt about it. The thing of it is, my dad and my granddad, up through the 60s and into the 70s from my dad, and from the 30s to the 70s from my granddad, they both worked in the, well, my granddad worked his way up, but they both ended up in the custom shop during the time that we were in Vietnam and made M40 rifles for the military. So when I bought this heavy barreled 700, it got retrofitted with a 40X target trigger, and we wetted the barrel and polished it out. I trued the action, and basically this thing is slick. The scope that I got for it, I had imported from England. It's called the, I can't think what it is right now. So basically it's one of the military scopes that the British use on their sniper rifle. But you're right about the 300 also, in that that's what the military is retrofitting their old M40s to. They're going from the 7.62x51 NATO cartridge, which is basically 308 Winchester, to the 300 Win, and they're also going to 338 Mapua. We actually make a gun now that has one action. It's in a aluminum chassis, and it comes with three barrels, 308, 300, and 338 Mapua, and it's got two different bolt
heads. Well, that certainly gives it a whole lot of versatility and a new spectrum of weaponry. I know there's a lot of improvements in a lot of these weapons that have been done, you know, since I've been in it and since I was hunting. The one thing I regretted was selling that Weatherby. I'll tell you what, was an absolutely incredible rifle. And I guess they're still making them today, but I had no idea found the older weapons are just incredibly valuable. You catch one that's in nice shape, and you know, it's something I would have more as a keeper than I would sell it, but the value has increased on them. Well, I think I better, let me ID for ID KD2IUG within 5AOW. I think we ought to probably wrap it up here shortly, Wade, because Jack will be on shortly with the OC10 net, and he'll be ready to roll, and he's got a small window sometimes with the repeater out there adjacent to him and kind of wipes him out, so he's got to pick his time and pick his target, so to speak. So with that, I'm going to say 73. You have a fine evening and the rest of the weekend, and I'll be clear on your final, so you take care.
Well, that's about all I have also, 73 to you, and I will talk to you sometime, I'm sure, during the week. If not, I'll talk to you next weekend. So 73 and KD2IUG out.
Okay, Wade, 73, you have a good evening. KD2IUG and 5AOW clear.
This is KD2FPM. I want to thank you for use of this repeater tonight with the Echolink system. I've been listening and enjoying your conversations tonight. Hopefully we'll catch you tomorrow night. KD2FPM saying 73 and clear.
For the United County. Traffic and emergency net. Looking for stations that would like to check in tonight, with or without traffic. All stations are welcome. Stations, come out, please.
And 5AOW, good evening.
This is N2WBX, good evening.
Okay, very good. N5AOW, hello Bob, hello again Bob. N2WBX, hello Dennis. Thank you both for checking in, much appreciated. Looking for additional stations with or without traffic. Stations with or without traffic. Thank you both for checking in. Much appreciated. 73s to all. Have a good evening. Have a good day tomorrow. KA2000.